to show its color. Okay, so you all have the chart where you've done these two crosses at Surya. Those of you who have different colored pens, you should use different colored pens for the grahas when you're making crosses. All of us do it. We are naturally trained into doing these things. So people should bring an extra red, blue pen. I mean, if you're writing with a blue pen, then get an extra red and a black and a green pen or something. It is very easily visible. So sun doesn't have any special aspect, does it?
No.
So when the sun is setting it somehow, we have to mark...
Of course. Only 7th house. So who has three crosses now in any house? Jitendra, 7th house?
No, I have it in the 11th.
You have it in the 11th house? Oh, wow. So are your 11th house significations affected? You don't have an issue with income and all that.
No, but there is retrograde Shani.
Retrograde of who?
Retrograde Shani is over
there. Retrograde Shani is over there, so you have to try very hard.
Initially, I have to, but it is the 7th lord.
It is the 7th lord. Initially, you had to struggle, but you don't have issues with income. Exactly, that's what I know. Do you have any elder siblings? No, has to be. Three crosses in 11th house, no elder sibling. What about friends?
I have friends.
You have friends?
I have very, very old friends.
Very old friends.
I mean, I make one or two friends every year and then I keep them forever.
Yeah. So you see this combination which it says, redeeming power of benefits. So can you tell, you are what lagna?
Karka lagna.
Karka lagna, that's right. Where is Tula? Where is Guru?
6th house.
Guru's in 6th house. Where is Shukra?
4th house in the Guru of Tunga.
Yes. And where is Chandra?
7th house.
Okay. So what is it talking about? Redeeming, read that first line over there. If there is no redeeming aspects of benefits in the Kendra, he has a Digbali Chandra. Digbali Shukra, which is very good. Digbali Shukra, Venus in 4th house, and he has a Chandra in 7th house. That is beautiful. That is very, very, very nice. It is Dhana Yoga, it is relationship yogas, Jalatattva everywhere, everything very nice. That is why this powerful thing may give a little struggle in the beginning, as he said, but it will not sustain. So don't forget that redeeming aspect of benefits. How it happened to all of you. Get it? In their charts also the redeeming aspects. And all of you have very strong redeeming aspects. Lot of you seem to be having either Digbala Shukra or Chandra in this class, I'm seeing. Huh? Lot of you have it. Very good. So that is why yours didn't, it didn't affect. Little bit Shani must have shown some color with income, as you're saying. Afterwards, then that is not an issue either. Anybody
adding,
else?
In adding Surya, the 11th got another tick. So 11th has got 3 ticks now. 3 crosses.
Who, you?
With the sun also included.
11th house has got 3 ticks. So that you know your 11th house is
now
pretty bad.
5th has got 2 crosses.
Huh?
5th has got 2 crosses.
That's okay. 5th has got... How has 5th got 2? Wouldn't 5th have got 2 crosses earlier?
No.
Why?
Because there was only Saturn's aspect. Now sun is also there.
Mm-hmm. I talked about Saturn and Mars.
Huh.
What, huh?
Only Saturn was there, so single tick was there. No double tick.
No, Saturn and Sun were not
there. You are taking Saturn.
No, no, no. If you can't suddenly get 2 crosses, huh?
Not suddenly. Previously it was 1, now it has become 2.
I double tick is not with Saturn and Sun combination we are not looking at. We talked about Saturn and Mars. So you didn't have a double tick.
Absolutely.
You didn't have that. And we are now talking about three papa, which is Saturn, Mars and Sun. Your double tick was in the 11th house, your triple tick is in 11th house. You don't have an issue with the 5th house. So forget it. Issue of 5th house is there, but you don't have a Saturn Mars issue with 5th house. So there is no double tick in 5th house. That was a wrong. Make the correction, otherwise you'll retain this. Anybody else has got a triple tick? Sun has. So Natalia, which house?
In 3rd house, but I have Jupiter skipped from 9th house.
Okay. Then that is very good. What about you, Lana?
I have in 2nd house. I didn't mention 2nd house because it was discussed.
Okay. 2nd house, you also have Saturn and Mars and now Sun is added to it.
Yeah,
so what is the 2nd house issue that you have?
When I'm in stress, it's difficult difficult for me to control how much I eat.
Definitely. Yeah. Stress eating is a very common thing. So food is a major issue. So have you seen, noticed something? All the people who are talking about second house are having huge issues with eating, consumption. Second house is consumption, what you're consuming. Huge problem. Nivedita, Lana and Varun, three of them. Anybody has second house issues? Anybody else? Nobody else? Yeah.
And I also wanted to add that previously when I was younger and I didn't drink, you know, like I didn't do practices, my tongue could be very angry. And that really hit people to the sore spot. So now I'm not doing it, but sometimes.
Do you also have a tendency to talk harshly? You also, they have. Shani Pangal, extremely.
Only
extreme. The conscious control is there because we are all getting, we are older. If you're older, you know your weaknesses and you try to curtail them, especially the astrologers will do it anyway. Okay? So with three papa, you are supposed to make this combination. Now, yeah. Chatur papa. Now, Chatur papa, if Rahu is either in Cancer or Leo, joint sun and moon. Okay? If Rahu is either in Cancer or Leo, I've joined sun and moon, and Saturn Mars aspect Lagna, the baby doesn't survive a week. Now, why are we saying Cancer Leo? Do you know? Cancer and Leo is the is the sign of the luminaries and is the sign of the mother and father. Okay? So, basically, what is happening over here is that Rahu is afflicting the luminaries. When Rahu is afflicting the luminaries, it is not good for parents, neither it is good for the baby. Remember we said whenever moon is afflicted, it is not good. But specifically, where parents are concerned, we don't like Rahu in Cancer or Leo with sun and moon. It is not very good. Alright? And with this combination, if you have Saturn and Mars aspecting the Lagna, it's a full combination of the child not surviving. So, what you all will need to do, really go through and see, these are all kind of Balarishta yogas. And then we see how this Balarishta yogas affect our lives as well. For example, when we did the Saturn Mars affliction in our child, Yama Yoga, what are we trying to say? That when Yama is present, the door opens. Right? The door to death opens. That door which is, he takes us over there, it is open. That means even if you are not having death, but death-like situations can come. Get the point?
If this particular combination, should we see in the child's chart or parents' chart?
No, both charts I told you. Know, child's chart for the child's longevity.
Yes.
Balarishta Yoga, why could it be there in the parents' thing?
No, but this one?
You didn't get the point. These are two level things we are talking about. One is these are Balarishta combinations, right? Okay. When these people are dying, so if a child has this sure shot combinations which are given, then you will know it is not good and you cannot tell the parents, you have to handle it whatever way, do kavachas, whatever. All of them are Balarishta combinations. But what we have said is like if you had like the Dvipapa combination of Saturn and Mars or whatever, what does it mean? When you have it, it may not be that you've had Balarishta, that you've died, you've survived, but it means that Yama is over there. Yama opens the door to death. The doorway is open. Whenever there are these double crosses of Saturn and Mars, the doorway has become open. And if the doorway is open, what do you need to do as astrologers? You need to be careful. So, Yan, for you, being in Lagna, and you are prone to accidents like this all the time, you need to be careful. You probably need to do, Saturn is exalted in Lagna, maybe Narayana Kavachas or Mrityunjay Kavachas. You need to do that. You cannot avoid it because that door is open for you totally. For those of you with the second house having affliction, you realize that your bad food habits is a very important thing because this is the more bad food habits you're getting, it is an opening, strengthening of the doorway that it is open, which Yama has opened. So for you, you really, okay, all of us need to work on our food habits, but you all will need to work on it very seriously. If you have a bad tongue, which again all three of you confirm, sharp tongue, you need to work on it. Because that sharp tongue is causing that door to be open. We don't want that Yama's door to be open. Understand what I'm trying to tell you. If it is feeding the baby, it is opening the doorway for us. And with all these activities it is opening, it is bringing hardship, it is bringing suffering. That is what death just doesn't directly mean that. You may have got survived because of some other thing. You have to be careful of all these things that are there in your child. You will probably have to be very careful of your relationship with your siblings. Extremely careful. She also, like you do, is hurt out. She's also had property issues with siblings. But her thing is issues with siblings per se, on all fronts. Property is just one point. Because your fourth house was concerned, so properties came up.
So if Yama Yoga in the first house, or the seventh house, for example, if you get married, that threat of divorce
yes.
is all this.
No. Threat of divorce, not just. A lot of debt-like situations can come to you through that door.
Because of the seventh house.
Because of the seventh house, that is the doorway through which one said push up. That is the doorway through which it will come. So you will have to be careful. So it depends on how strong that is. So the very fact that Jia is like totally focused on health and food and yoga and eating, that is because the Yama Devata has blessed her and she's doing this and she should continue to do this. Yam has to do some kavachas for his health. You have to do. It is on your lakna and you have so many brushes. Because you know your chart now. Ensure you do Narayan Kavach, Mrityunjay Kavach or some such thing, you will definitely have to take. Yeah, Pushak, tell me.
So just I'm getting is that if the Yama Yoga is formed by the planet sitting there, it will give you some kind of strength to fight it. But
not always.
But it's just aspect then.
Not always. Definitely because it's in his Agna. For her also it is there. Yes, it can tend to give you, it can bless you.
Okay.
The Devata is then present.
Okay.
And if the Devata is present, then the Devata is blessing.
Plus we are also forgetting the additional thing which has been taught 3-4 times, that the benefits have to be also seen, the power.
Yes.
But together it is there, then Devata's blessing is there. Because Devata's blessing is there, she has totally, her life is involved with all this. Otherwise she wouldn't have been. Otherwise she wouldn't have been. So you are on the right path. You should totally be more involved. I mean, my whole life is about food, teaching, health, healing, all this. So you are on the right path. Totally. Okay? So here we are talking about sun and moon are the luminaries, are the mother and father. So if Rahu is with either in Cancer or Leo, it's not good because it damages sun sign and moon sign. It's not good for parents. It's not good for your relationship with those parents. Okay? So it is not good at all. And it says it also damaging the body parts signified by those planets. In the Rashis, did you do body parts?
Yes.
You may have heard, but you are done. So Cancer is the heart and lungs region and Leo is the abdomen, your digestion, your liver. So Rahu over there is not very happy. Okay?
That is so dire because it's the body, the mind and the soul.
Yeah, the body, mind, all three of them are coming. And again it's giving you this whole thing, Saturn and Mars. With this combination, if Saturn and Mangal are aspecting the Lagna, then all the associations are involved and the baby here. Two malefics, Rahu and Sun, hit Moon, while Saturn and Mars attack Lagna, baby goes down battling for life. Don't forget the Balarishta Yogas I'm telling you. Don't get so caught up in your own chart. In your own chart, it's today to show how these doorways are there present in all our charts and how they come as challenges in our lives. Okay, so the combination is straight away. If Rahu is with Sun and Moon and Saturn and Mars are aspecting Lagna, the baby will go down battling with life. So these are all strong Balarishta Yogas that we have studied. Huge amounts of them. Okay?
I saw in one chart, in 1-7 axis, Rahu and Ketu and all other planets in 7th house.
Rahu and Ketu in?
1-7 axis.
Yeah.
And Moon, Sun, Mars in 7th house. And Saturn in 1st house.
But it's not Cancer Leo, na? Cancer Lagna.
Cancer
Lagna. Okay, that is interesting. Here she has Cancer Lagna with Rahu in Lagna.
Yes.
In seventh house, that is in Makara, there is Ketu. Ketu.
Ketu, Moon. Mars. Saturn in Lagna.
Saturn is in Lagna. Okay, say the full thing properly. Karka Lagna, Karka Lagna, Saturn and Rahu in Lagna. And in the seventh house, there is Ketu, Moon and Mars.
Saturn.
You said Saturn is in Lagna, you just told me.
They are in one side.
You people are talking in a very weird way. Where the planet is, you have to say the planet is there, na? So it is Karka Lagna with Rahu in Lagna.
Yes.
And in the seventh house, there is Moon, Ketu, Saturn and Mars.
Yes.
Okay. Hello. So we do have... Do you think the dictum is complete? One sec. I'll ask the class. Do you think the dictum is complete? No. Correctly. Why isn't the dictum complete? Sun or Moon is not there. How is Moon there? No. Didn't talk about aspects. Didn't talk. I asked you all simply, is the dictum thing, explain to me how the dictum is fulfilled.
But clarify, you said all planets are in the seventh house.
No, one seventh.
No. Don't. That's just, she's unable to explain. Rahu is in Karka Lagna, Saturn, Mars, Moon, Ketu in seventh house. Simple. This is all you need to know. Justin, don't let's divert. Yes. Let's focus. Okay. Now tell me whether this dictum is being fulfilled. That is my question.
No.
Why isn't it being fulfilled? You tell me.
Sun not there.
Not there. And why only sun? It has said either sun or moon. Is moon there?
No.
Yeah. Rahu is alone in Karka. Sun is not there. Moon is not there. Saturn and Mars aspecting Lagna? Is Saturn and Mars aspecting Lagna?
Yes.
Yeah, if you don't know this, how will I say you don't know what it means for a planet to be in the house? You don't know what it means to be aspecting, then that's very difficult. Saturn and Mars, is it aspecting Lagna or not? Yes, it is. It's in the seventh house. Saturn and Mars is aspecting Lagna, that condition is fulfilled. Rahu is in Cancer, it is fulfilled. But Rahu is not joined Sun or Moon. Okay, that part is not there. It is in the 1-7 axis. I would still say it's a very bad yoga anyway. Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Though the luminaries are not present, it's a very bad yoga. Because Chandra is whatever there in the 7th house. So this person is how old?
Maybe 43.
And then maybe this person when he was young did have longevity issues.
Yeah, I need to check.
Yeah, you need to find out. The parents may know.
This is my husband's elder brother.
Yeah, so your in-laws are there, father-in-law, mother-in-law is there. So you find out how it has affected your mother-in-law and what happened to her health and what happened when he was young. There must be some issues. Okay? But be very careful. Don't say this is the dictum. Is very careful. Yeah, clear?
Yeah. Excuse me. So when it says here, conjoined birth luminaries. So it's actually a solar eclipse. In fact, it says further down, the sun is akin to a solar eclipse.
Yes.
Which means that moon has no Pakshabana. This is very important.
Yes.
Because if it had been like
absolutely
a lunar eclipse, then there's full Pakshabana.
Full Pakshabana. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He's saying that Rahu is with sun, so it's a solar eclipse. And if moon is also there, because it says moon has to be there, moon is also there, then the moon is completely smashed. Moon has no light. It's a completely dark moon. It's an evil moon. Moon has to be very evil and it is like a grahana on the life. So the baby probably doesn't live at all. Probably dies. You know those kind of deaths where the baby dies almost immediately? It is that. These are heavy energies to discuss, so it will weigh you down a little bit. We are used to it.
I am. Even I'm losing my voice.
We are all used to this, discussing heavy things. Okay. Karma Bhava. Here it says if both the mother and the child do not survive. Alright, Saturn is in Karma Bhava, that is 10th house. That shows Dushkarma, bad karmas. Moon is in 6th Bhava. We will do the plotting. Let us do it over here right away. So it is saying moon is over here. Alright? Moon in 6th house, Saturn in 10th house. Right? And Mars in the 7th house. This is the combination he is giving us. Particular karma, particular combination. We call it the karma bhava combination. So they are saying that this will show Dushkarma, Moon in 6th house, Mars in the 7th house, which is 10th from 10th bhava bhava, Purna Drishti of Shani on the 10th bhava. Yes. See, this what will happen when this happens? Together with Lagna and 8th bhava, Karma bhava is an equally important third vote on longevity. This is the point that it is making, right in the bottom of the slide. Have you got it? Understand what is the main point. We are not just doing arbitrary formulas. You have seen how A, Chandra and Chandra's placements and afflictions is the main thing. Chandra is a controller of longevity. You have seen how if Lagna and 8th house are involved. Remember in the previous shlokas, don't look at me blankly and don't read the slide. Listen to what I'm saying. In the previous shlokas, we said if Saturn and Mars is aspecting Lagna. So Lagna 8th house concept has come in the previous two shlokas. Alright, and here in this shloka, they are adding 10th house to it. So the question you were trying to raise to me yesterday, that how 1, 8th and 10th house, which are primary houses of longevity. You will learn that in Parashara, in Jaimini, everywhere. First house, 8th house and 10th house are the three houses which controls longevity through which we study. So all these shlokas and sutras are showing how all these bhavas are affected. Last shloka showed Lagna in 8th house, this is showing 10th house. Okay, how is it showing 10th house? What is happening over here? This 7th house becomes the Maraka Bhava to Moon. Moon has to be in the picture for longevity. Moon is the king, no, where longevity is concerned. So in the 2nd house from Moon, in the Maraka Bhava from Moon, you have Mangal sitting over there. That is not good, right? And you are having Saturn giving Purna Drishti on this house. Isn't it? Saturn is... All of you will know Drishtis, I suppose, except Akshat. Rest of everybody knows. Aarti? No. Aarti and Akshat, I think. Everybody else knows Sindhi? You know the basic Graha Drishtis and all that? You know, right? You, little bit you know. You pick up. Basically, Aarti, Akshat, little bit Jiya. You all will have to, you, those concepts are there in this PJC1 anyway. That's why when you are constantly asking me what book should I read, I'm telling you read PJC1. All your foundational things will be here. Drishti is also inside that. Whatever lot of the other topics Guruji may have passed over, study those chapters on Rashi and all very thoroughly. When the audios are uploaded, study Grahas, Rashis, Bhavas thoroughly. Slide by slide, take notes and study them. Okay? It is very important. If you do, you will know everything. Everything about houses, about Rashis, about Grahas and about Drishtis are there in the first house. And these are just some bad things. I told you I like to talk about bad things. So, this is actually journey. So, I'm doing the bad thing. Bad teaching part. Okay. So, now, first 8th and 10th house is a combination for longevity. They are controlling houses of longevity. You will learn that in bits and phases all through your life. How first and 8th house control longevity. All these shlokas are trying to highlight these houses. So, this shloka is basically highlighting the 10th house. So, this 7th house, which is basically the feeding house from the moon. It is a Maraka Bhava for the moon. Mars is over there and Saturn is having his 10th aspect. Alright? So Saturn and Mars are both giving Drishti to that 7th house, which is Maraka Bhava for Chandra. And this is also the Bhavat Bhavam principle. Alright, 10th of 10th, we'll come back to over here. So this is the reason why it is a combination for death again. Very important vote on longevity. How the 10th house is talking about that. And how does this get affected? This shows bad karmas done by you, both in terms of 10th and 7th house. But here 7th house is more like it's 10th of 10th. So it is giving a 10th house result. 7th house is 10th of 10th. There's something called, a principle called Bhavat Bhavam. You know, as many houses you count from the house. 10th of the 10th house. Okay? So this is the Sutra of Karma Bhava.
Generally, anything basically which is afflicting moon is not good. As far as the
moon is not good, but these combinations are specific formulas he's given. You must understand, because we study a lot through these formulas. Because it is showing you about the, you must understand it, just not mug it up. Like we went through so much about the yamas. What does it mean to have this? It means to have the door open. Okay, that when with a specific combination can kill the baby. But what does it mean for us? Alright, it means for this, this kind of a death, the kind of a situation. So basically, you can see from the moon, the second house, the fifth house, the ninth house and the 12th house are critical. If you go over what we have studied so far, Dur Mantra told us about 5th house, right? This we are seeing 2nd house. The 7th house I showed you over there, it is basically 2nd house from the moon. Dur Mantra will be the 5th house. So 2nd house is very crucial. 5th house is very crucial. 9th house from moon is crucial. And 12th house is of course crucial. We've done that. So these houses from the moon are very crucial. We are going to be doing a lot of things about the moon, because moon is the thing about the longevity. Okay. Now we are going to learn this very nice concept which many of you know and many of you don't know. It's called a Marana Karaka concept, Marana Karaka position. Some planets feel like dying when they are in certain houses. Okay, so Arti and Akshat, you know the difference between houses and Rashis, right? So in certain houses, we are all talking about houses over here. Okay, so anybody in the class who knows, who can enlighten them about Maranakarak positions, except Mariella and Rosie, anybody else who knows? Alexander, okay. You also know, but he put his hand up first. Alexander, you start and try to explain to the class, just give which house, which planet has MKS. Okay, whichever order you want.
Surya is the 12th house.
Yes, write it down. For those of you who don't know, write it down.
Chandra, Ashtama, 8th house. Mangala, 7th house. Buddha is 4th and 7th house. Guru, 3rd house. Shukra, 6th house. Shani, 1st house. Rahu, 9th house. Ketu, 4th house.
Venus, you've mentioned?
Yes, 6th house.
Right. So now you may ask, what, whenever these positions are there, we say it's a Maranakaraka Sthana position. So which are not good. Even in transit this happens, for example, especially with Saturn transit. For Scorpio Lagna, right now we all say the transit is bad. Why? Because Saturn is Maranakara, transiting over the head, which is not a very good thing. Okay. He also has Saturn. Remember we did Nirmala's chart. Despite all those things, he never got safe. Saturn is over the head. You also have Saturn is over the head. But it depends on what are the other factors which are curtailing it. Mariella's Virgo Lagna. She has a Saturn in the head, but she has a Guru in Meena in 7th house. So she's having a Hamsa Mahapurush Yoga, which is dominating. Provided if she didn't go in the path of the Guru. But from a very young age, she was in the path of the Guru. Not only in terms of studying scriptures and astrology and all these things, but she was initiated in Bengal at a very, very young age, 30, 40 years ago. she has been going to Calcutta and her guru is there. She knows more about Calcutta than many of you. And he doesn't talk about it. She's a very private person, but she is going over there. That's Jupiter. Hamsa Yoga got activated with her practices and everything. Plus, Hamsa Yoga gives her her natural ability, interest in the scriptures and scriptural studies. This would be a scriptural studies. So, and being a natural Virgo Lagna, you will see that anyway the learning thing is pretty strong. So, that Saturn is under control. That Saturn is very much under control because Jupiter in Hamsa Mahapurush Yoga is activating. When will the yoga get activated? The yoga will start activating the moment she gets married because it's in the seventh house. You know, these are timings. She got married at a very young age, some 16, 17 years, right? So at a very young age it got activated. Okay? So in, this is the way you can actually study and analyze these things. So now, there you may ask, what are the explanations for these positions? So we can give a little explanation. Now, why do you think Jupiter? These are, I'll speak about two or three explanations and the rest you can think. Because the whole idea is that you come to the contact classes is to set you thinking in a certain direction. So how do you think, why do you think that Jupiter, why do you think Jupiter is Maranakara? Maranakara means a planet feels like it's dying over there. Yeah.
Because for in the third house is like peers, like your peer group, and Jupiter needs to be like the guru, so somewhat apart from
the peers. Okay, a good try. That's an intelligent try. Yes, Vikas.
It's Mithuna. That's why maybe Jupiter is falling.
Correct. It is then in the natural horoscope in the Kalpurusha, the third house is Mithuna. The Rashi is Mithuna over there, which is the house of, it is a dharma of the seventh house. Being ninth from the seventh, it is a dharma of the seventh house. What is the dharma of the seventh house? But sexual union, that is copulation. Sexual mating is the dharma of seventh house. That is why the Kalpurusha sign is Mithuna. Everything is tied up. Okay, so it is tied up over there. What is the priest doing in the brothel? Gemini as a sign can also be the sign of the prostitute. So what is the priest doing in the brothel? That is the question that we ask. Jupiter has no business being in the brothel with the prostitute. Gemini is the prostitute because it's the natural sign of copulation, whereas Virgo is the virgin, is the pure one, although Shukra gets debilitated over there. Virgo is the virgin. So remember these things about Venus. So that's why Venus in third house, normally we are not too happy with that placement. So that is why, correctly, Vikas has said that Jupiter as a priest has no business to be in the brothel. Secondly, what do you think about Venus in the sixth house? Venus is Maranakarak in the sixth house. Ravi, remember I was telling you, you know about the Maranakarak sthanas. Yeah, tell me Nivedita.
7,000.
Seventh house is?
Yeah, because 6th house is the 12th house from the...
No.
Sixth
okay, but that's an intelligent try, so that's good. Yes, yeah, you people are good. All of you know it. 6th house is this house of celibacy or brahmacharya. What is the karaka for love and marriage and romance doing over there? He's going to feel like he's dying out there. Venus wants to get you together, wants to do a candlelight and give red roses, somebody playing nice music, which will eventually lead you to a marriage. I mean, he's going to feel totally, he's like dying if he's in the house of celibacy.
God's a
house of brahmacharya in this case. House of enemy is a secondary thing. But the first primary reason we say it is because it's a house of brahmacharya. And now can you say, why does Mars feel like he's dying in the seventh house? Exactly, he's a brahmacharya. What is he doing in the house of marriage and relationship? It is the opposite of Shukra, right? So can you tell me about Rahu in the ninth house? Sorry, Rahu is debilitated. Did Alexander say mention that? I didn't hear. Rahu is Maranakarak in the ninth house and Ketu is Maranakarak in the fourth house. So can you tell me why does Rahu feel like Maranakarak in the ninth house? House of Dharma, it's in the temple. Ninth house is also the temple, right? So what is the thief doing in the temple? What is the cheat doing in the temple? He's totally uncomfortable over there. He feels like he's dying in the temple. And Ketu in the fourth, who can tell me this one?
Fourth is the house of home, and yes. Ketu is the moksha, so it is.
Absolutely, yes. You know, you people are brilliant. All of you got the answer.
Monk is the one who doesn't stay at a place for more than
3 Yeah, months. Both the answers are correct. Both the answers are correct. Fourth is their home, right? That's where you live. And Ketu emancipates you from this world. He cuts all the bondages. He is the sadhu. And a sadhu is not correctly said, it's not supposed to stay in a place more than 3 days. What is sadhu doing in a home with mother and food and children and having a nice domesticity? Ketu is totally feeling uncomfortable over there. Now can you tell me about Saturn in Lagna?
Debilitated in the natural horoscope.
Yeah, but why is he feeling like dying at, in the first house? Yeah. Saturn is karaka for disease. It is also karaka for longevity. It is Ayush karaka that is there. But it gives disease. This is a natural karaka for disease. The first house is to do with your health and vitality.
And Saturn opposes that.
What will Saturn is struggling over there to give you disease. Yeah. Struggling absolutely. It's no business. Like that you must understand all the Marana karaka planets. Okay. Chandra house is totally bad. Chandra rules longevity. It's the worst NKS that we study. And the 8th house is the house of longevity anyway. When Chandra goes there, it's a very, very bad place. I mean, it itself is like, it's called Chandrashtama Dosha by itself. Moon in 8th house is not a desirable position at all. However much you may say, you know, own sign and exalted, it's okay, but it's not. That's why Muhurta charts, always, you have to be very careful to come in. Very careful. Moon should never be in the 8th house. Any chart, having moon in the 8th house, that chart has got a blemish. Whatever the question is.
What did they say? 8th house should be empty in a Muhurta chart. Ideally, no planet.
No planet. 8th house should not have any planet. Suppose somebody is asking you, I'm going to have Griha Pravesh, it's a common question. Now, this is a Muhurta chart. And you go and see Ketu's in 4th house. Tell that person, won't even stay in that house. Ketu should be favorably placed, definitely. Because Ketu is Griha Karaka. Like Mangal is also Karaka for property. Saturn is undeveloped land. Mars is Karaka for property. Ketu is the house that you constructed on the property. It is Griha Karaka. It's very good. Ketu gives, though it is a Sadhu Yoga, Ketu gives marriage also. Because Ketu is very interested that your Ketu Kulasya Unnati, Jaimini. Ketu develops the Kula because Ketu is very interested in children. So Ketu is very good for that also. So the other sides of it. But he will not want to stay. But you will have to ensure that Ketu is well placed somewhere. Ensure of it. So the Marankarak Sthanaja moons is very, very, very important. And for Maranakarak Sthana, we often do remedies over here of Vishnu Avatar. Alright, here we go a little bit more. Parashara theory. These energies are very draining energy, what we have been discussing.
Why
Mercury important, sir?
Yes, why is Mercury important? Seven, think and tell me, you all told me everything.
Child does not want to become mother. And after getting married, only he wants to become mother.
Child wants to play.
Mercury is illegal son of Jupiter, that is Maraka for them. And where fourth house is concerned is Gemini is a house. Mercury wants to play. Mercury doesn't want to be in the fourth house to learn and all that. When you are young and you are a little child, you don't want to learn and study, you want to play. Feels like dying in the fourth house. Okay? And seventh house is more for Virgo. That becomes the house of, again, the bachelorship and everything. For Gemini it is 4th house and for Virgo it is 7th house. So now there's a little bit more on the theory that Parashara mentioned the abode of Yama. Yama is Dharma Raja, upholder of Dharma. Therefore planets in Maranakarak Sthana indicates acts against Dharma. Get the point? that which causes Vishnu to turn his face away. Not only acts against dharma, but there are things where these planets are feeling like dying. Wherever there is death and wherever there is adharma, in both cases Vishnu will turn his face away. If Vishnu turns his face away, nothing is going to function over there. So if you have a Madhanakarasthana planet in your chart, we would advise that you do the Vishnu Avatara Mantra of that. We've done Avatara Mantras. All of you have it now?
Yes.
Okay. So you must do Avatara Mantras. Who has anybody here? Okay. Nirmala, I know you have sat in him. Lagna.
Just so you know, it's 12 o'clock now.
Okay. So we'll finish this Madhanakarasthana slide and eat and then we'll come back. So, yeah.
Mars in 7th
Mars in 7th debilitated.
Mercury in
7th. Mars in 7th, Mercury is in 7th, Ketu in 4th, Jupiter in 3rd.
Oh.
Yeah, Vishnu in Vishnu you must worship. Vishnu in Vishnu, yes?
Shani in Varna and Jupiter in
3rd. Then, anybody else?
Mercury in
7th. Mercury in 7th. Mercury is, so Mars in 7th is an important thing. I'll tell you some of them which are very important. Moon in 8th is important. Krishna, worshipping Krishna becomes very important for the person. The important Madhanakaras I will tell you. Mars in 7th, who all have Mars in 7th? Okay, so Mars in 7th gives multiple things. At one level, makes a person very kind-hearted. Alright, but Mars in 7th can show that you will show some anger, some temper, some something towards spouse. That inclination is there. Yes, Deepan is very happily agreeing. Anil is not agreeing. He must be having some bunches of Jupiters or something around.
It is with Jupiter.
It is with Jupiter. Thank you. See, very easy. Use your head. It's no magic. It will work out. Because he looked completely shocked and said no. There has to be something.
Mine is also aspected by Jupiter.
But he said yes.
So there are those issues only with my hot temper or short.
Yes, so that's hot temper happened. Jupiter has hot temper. Very bad hot temper. He has Mars in 7th house. He has Moon in the church of very bad blood pressure issues. Especially when there is blood pressure goes high, then the temper goes high. This is something I've seen very strongly correlated. And that the blood pressure is okay, he contains the anger inside. And he can get very, very, very angry. So I've learned that that is the thing. What I do is whenever he's angry, I quickly run away from the place. Right? Whenever, even if I hear him shouting at any staff, maybe or whatever, I just don't enter. Earlier I used to get involved in the conversation ready. Now I don't. Shouting at him, I quickly slip out and let the storm blow over. Because they are basically kind-hearted. They are not vengeful or anything. They are very warm and kind-hearted. He anyway has Guru in Lagna. So the warm-hearted and kind-heartedness is there. This is because of that Mars in 7th and the blood pressure, this thing will be there. Just avoid. If it is going on for more than 1 day, avoid. I will avoid him in large quantities. I even sometimes, you know, come in to sleep after he's gone to sleep. So he actually tells me, Ari, you are working till late in the night. And in my case, everything is opposite. It's not like, you know, wives complain, I have husband complaining. You are working. May wait, karke, this thing. And trust me, no. Given your mood for last 3-4 days, I don't want to interact. And then it blows over. So there is no conflict situation. I am also Meena Lagna with my Mars is at 0 degrees and my Moon is exalted. I cannot bear conflict. I cannot deal with anger. I cannot deal with if anybody is talking to me a bit strongly. So I hate conflict situations. So avoid conflict.
So, Ramanji, the another thing is that will the, if the planet also, one is that if it is situated in a house of Mangala, My experience is even if it is expecting
that is not Madhanakarasthana.
So what is, but if it shows in the house?
No, that is a different thing. That is an affliction on the house.
Yeah.
Madhanakarasthana is a very different. It is a placement of a planet in a certain house, which is very different. Venus in 6th, okay, Venus is afflicted or aspect, okay, you may get. Mars is affecting somebody, is giving you a bad temper. That's different from Mars being in 7th house. It is a Madhanakarasthana. One second, yeah?
Does this also apply to the divisional charts?
Yes, it does apply, but in Rashi chart it is more fundamental to our being. Shani in Madhanakarat, how many of you have? Alexander, lot of you. Shani in Madhanakarat. That is problematic. Saturn in Madhanakarat, Sun is problematic. You must take Narayan's name. Unless there is a strong Jupiter to curtail it. Somebody had Saturn in Lagna with Jupiter in 3rd. who had it? Yan. Yan, if your lagna is? Tula. Yan, you will see, where is Venus?
Second.
So you will see that there is a tendency, sometimes you can't think things through clearly. Sometimes you don't understand certain things, certain situations.
Sometimes like voidness, sometimes.
Yes. See, when Saturn is on the head, unless you have a very strong Jupiter to support that like you have, Saturn clouds the intelligence. That's why we don't want Saturn in Lagna when you're learning. Okay, Saturn purely in Lagna will do that. You have Saturn debilitated in Lagna. Unless there is Nicha Bhanga. Navamsh Nicha Bhanga, how is it doing Nicha Bhanga in the Rashi? So the thing is that Saturn will tend to, you will see, you will tend to struggle to learn sometimes. Sometimes that aspect will be there. Because you have a Panchama Guru, which is brilliant for learning and aspecting for Lagna, it will counter it. By itself, Saturn. Alexander, you said you had Saturn in Lagna. And he is, his brain works very well. Where is your Guru?
Guru is Makara in fourth house.
Guru is in fourth house. Oh, that's a Kendra Guru. And Lagna is?
Vrishchik.
Oh, very good. Jupiter in Kumbha. And you were born in 74? Were you born in 74?
No, 86.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Good.
She's 24 years younger than me. I have Guru in Kumbha, that's why I said. Guru in Kumbha is almost like being exalted, firstly. It's like what is called a functional exaltation, because Kumbha is the sign of philosophers. It is Shiva's sign. It is the mountains. Here, right here, you are in Kumbha land. Mountains, this is where the rishis dwell. Because the rishis dwell here, it is a sign of high philosophy. It is also Shiva's sign because Shiva dwells over here. So Jupiter's placement in Kumbha, it is very, very good. That's why once in 12 years, when Jupiter transits Kumbha Rashi, you have the Kumbha Mela.
Yes.
And once in 6 years, when Jupiter is in Simha, looking at Kumbha, you have Ardha Kumbha over there. Need I explain more about the importance of Jupiter and Kumbha? A very, very, very important thing. So, Jupiter in Kumbha A is very good. Secondly, you have Jupiter in Kendra. You will learn by and by when you do the Bhava section. Guru in Kendra is just a blessing by itself. In any house in Kendra. Of course, Lagna is the best. But in any house in Kendra, blessing. We don't look at other things. So I automatically knew, because from interaction, this is how you study people. Because horoscopes are all unique, which I tell you all the time in Vyasa class. Horoscopes are very unique, like you are unique. Many charts are very similar and lives may be similar, but we are all very unique people. Hence our horoscopes are very unique. And you must observe. So, my observation has been, this boy is very sharp. Okay, very sharp, very good with the knowledge. I straight away say, he's not slow, he's not had too much of obstacles at such a young age. Immediately, Guru has to be strong. He's got a Kendra Guru. And that too in Kumbha. Kendra Guru is fantastic. Now, his learning also must be good. I think his Mercury is also good. Where is your Mercury? May not be, I may be wrong, because just Guru will do this work. But I want to push my luck a little bit and see. Where is Mercury?
Ninth house
with sign?
Karka.
Mercury is in Karka in the ninth house in Lagna. Trikona, ninth house is also the house of learning. Very nice. Very nice placement of Mercury. Okay. What is your Atma Karaka?
Guru.
Guru is his Atma Karaka. Which will give other problems when he grows up. You know, which he thinks he's the Guru. He's God. Jupiter Atma Karaka, people tend to think that. So, but that will come later. He will be very good. He can also turn and reteach it. I am teasing you, don't worry. So many people got Guru Atma Karakas. So you see how that Saturn is under control. Just by that Jupiter, it can be, but that Mercury is also very good. Okay, so he is very, very good. Where is Moon?
In the third house.
In the third house. He's got very good combinations for learning. So that Saturn is not weak. Now, Yan has a problem. Shani with the Lagna with Guru in Paranakarat as well. So I asked him and he said, yes, I go into void, blackness is something. That is exactly that will happen. You or your chart, and especially with that Yama Yoga in the chart, you would need to do certain remedies. that will do Lagna Shuddhi. Okay? You need to do remedies for Lagna Shuddhi. Yes.
Even if the Shani is exalted?
Even if the Shani is exalted. You need to do Lagna Shuddhi because Saturn and Mars is blemishing that. And you have Guru over there. Guru is also the natural karaka for Paka Lagna. So which means of your intelligence, wherever. So he will need to do some. You know, thing which will take care of the whole thing.
Shani is also Atma Karaka.
Huh? That means that you will see a lot of sorrow.
Yeah.
You would have seen a lot of sorrow, a lot of struggles in your life.
I can feel like I am feeling with the people. When I see sorrow, I feel...
Of course. Narayan Kavacha, Narayan Mantra is very good for Shani Lagna. Just Om Namo Narayanaya, it's fantastic.
I am chanting Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Vishnave Namaha, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva.
He does all the three mantras of Narayan Kavacha. Narayan Kavacha has these three mantras, which you won't go into now. He does all three. Perfect. That is why he's smiling.
6-8 to 8
power. These are three mantras of Narayan Kavacha. Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Vishnave Namo. So see, the protection comes. Now if you look further into his chart, the protection will show. Who else said that? Yeah.
And the malefics in Kendra, in the first, they like protect me or they harm me.
Both, I told you, the Yama Yoga, so the Devata's blessing is there, but it has also affecting your health. So the Narayan Kavach Mantras are helping you, you are doing it anyway. These are Narayan Kavach Mantras.
And for so, the
Jupiter in the third? Jupiter in the third, maybe we could do some Avatara Mantras, something we can look into that. Because you are not chart, we must get the mantras correct. Because it is, you know, there's a lot of catching. So you have to analyze that chart properly. See, you can't give him 10,000 mantras. Do itself, I think the Narayan Kavacha mantras are very good. But some Guru mantras may be very good also for him. It will help him with the mind. Yeah.
Should we, if the person has a shiny manasthana, but we see that the Guru and the Buddha are controlling, should we give avatar mantra of Narayana or it's okay?
That's okay, but anyway, with Om Namo Narayanaya is very good for you. Always. Always Om Namo Narayanaya, you can add. You all do, I do. I don't have Saturn in Lagna. I have Saturn aspect in Lagna. Don't do too much of internal talking. You're missing out on a lot of things I'm saying. Anyway, doing Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. Not Narayane. Narayanaya. It is not an easy mantra to do because Narayana is a very pure form. It is very difficult to do this mantra. Very few people can do it. Chant it several times. See how many can do it 108 times. It's difficult. Om Namo Narayanaya. Okay. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya.
Have a good lunch.
Yes, now talk about
same
mantras
because I also took
Shani. Okay, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya and Om Krishna Vena.